One of the other stories we were talking about this morning is about the city of Petaluma. And when it comes to the city of Petaluma, we got to go straight to the top. Mayor David Glass is on the KSRO live line. Good morning, Mr. Mayor.
Hi, how you doing, Pat?
Fantastic. Beautiful weather.
Good.
We are recovering. Life is good. Life is good.
Yes, it is.
So Petaluma needs some money, it sounds like, and it sounds like you need to fund some public safety issues and also city pensions, yes?
Yes. Where we are, Pat, is that we've done virtually everything we can do to financially engineer the position that we're in to try to preserve services actually in the future years. We had, for a second consecutive year, Dick Bartels come in, and he's an actuarial expert, and particularly on this pension issue, and he's given us some suggestions. We've been able to do some things that will help us save some funds, but we're out of maneuverability. And what we do know is that the costs are going to increase going forward, and our revenue streams won't keep up with those the pace of costs. And these are contractual obligations that the city entered into many years ago. Markets completely changed in 2008, and we haven't recovered from that, nor can anybody logically expect that the need for the pension funding will recover.
Well, this week is certainly not helpful in that regard when it comes to what's happening on Wall Street.
The interesting thing is, as far as CalPERS is concerned, which is where we have our pensions tied up, there's only one day that counts, one day in the whole year, and that's June 30th.
Right, the
that's
end of the year.
That's when they take a picture and snapshot of the assets that are in the CalPERS portfolio, and then against the value of those assets, the actuarials go in and crunch your liabilities with the annuitants that you have and the likely annuitants that you will have in the future, their longevity, their life cycles, and all of that. So June 30th is the day that really matters. All this other stuff is just, as far as CalPERS is concerned, is pretty much irrelevant.
And what about the public safety issues, David? I mean, a lot of us are worried about cities and counties, of course, losing so much money and so much income due to the wildfires. But this isn't really about that, is it?
No, it isn't. But the city, in fact, shared in the losses, although we were not hit with physical losses in Petaluma. The loss of property tax revenue, mostly from the northern part of the county, was spread countywide. So
right.
We had $216,000 deducted from our revenue stream for this year, and we can anticipate similar amounts for the time going forward until all of that situation is remedied. So we'll pay a cost for it, but this is about assuring that we can meet our financial obligations that we contracted for decades ago with workers that have worked their life and they have a pension entitlement, and they will get paid. So the question becomes, what money is left to run the city and provide the quality of services that people have come to expect? And I think this is going to be the overriding number one issue for the city of Petaluma come November. It doesn't matter who you elect if who you elect is going to be subject to an administrator coming in and just whacking the heck out of all discretion from the city, liquidating city assets, city property and whatnot, and say, there, now you've got the money to pay your CalPERS liability. And that's the path that all communities are going to be faced with. And Pat, Petaluma, through all of this crisis, other communities did revenue augmentations, and in some cases, very steep augmentations.
That's for
Petaluma
sure.
Petaluma did not. And now it's our turn because we've managed what we could. We'll ask for as little as possible for the shortest duration that is deemed viable to actually fix the problem. But we're going to have to ask for something.
So you think the sales tax hike is the way to go?
Well, when you get down to the end of it, by charter, we're eliminated from the possibility of franchise fees. We're eliminated, you know, on utility tax. We're eliminated a lot of different ways. So we have a couple of tools that are available to us. One is the increase in transient occupancy tax, the amount that guests pay when they stay in a hotel. Now, predominantly, those are people from out of town. I know the hotel industry doesn't want to see that happen.
Yeah, that's for sure. They don't want to see that happen right now.
They never want to see it happen.
Yeah.
In the good times, they say you kill the goose that lays the golden eggs. And in the bad times, they say, oh, we're just barely surviving. So there's no good time to tap a very reliable resource that, quite honestly, every community in the state has tapped, and Petaluma has not been able to increase that. But I think the political will on the city council is there to present the opportunity to the voters. And consultants tell us it's a no-brainer once people realize, oh, it's the people that are coming in from out of town predominantly and staying in the hotels that will pay that source of revenue. And they do have an impact on our community because it's an influx of people coming in.
Sure.
We do need extra police services when they're there. They do put some wear and tear on our streets, but we're happy to have them because they're a good part of our economy. But we need revenue, and everybody can't be a sacred cow. And when I talk to people in the community, they recognize the issue. And then there's always somebody else should pay for it, no matter what the issue is. That's how politics is. But there are two funding sources that are likely to pass the litmus test with the voters, and that's sales tax, which generates the quantity of money that we need to deal with the problem, and that's transient occupancy tax that'll give us some flexibility in that general fund to manage and have some amenities in our community like parks and whatnot. Absent we don't do this, we won't have a park program. I mean, we've virtually eliminated our park program a few years
ago. That's no good. Yep.
Yeah. So we need, if we're going to have a quality of life in our community that people expect in a community of this stature with this kind of community wealth, we're at a point where we need to ask people, please recognize these are contractual obligations. People looked at the first responders and what can we do for you? And let's thank them and let's do this and let's do that. Well, at the end of the day, let's secure their pensions. Let's secure the quality of city and quality of life that we have in Petaluma. And we're going to meet our pension obligation because legally it's a contract.
Right.
So the question becomes, what kind of city do we have to live in?
And I guess the only possibly easy part of that equation is that if we need to raise money in any capacity for law enforcement or for our fire agencies, this is probably the best time to do it.
Well, from a standpoint of people being grateful for the services that were provided, I think you're right. What firemen will tell you is, yes, they get these pensions, but you don't seem to realize the conditions that we work under and the sacrifice that they make to work under those conditions. I think anybody that breathed the air in Sonoma County and other counties from October 8th on now knows better. But they weren't at the center of the fires, but they know better the working conditions that those people do work under. Because that air quality, I coughed for 4 months, and all I did was just go around and tour the evacuation site.
Well, we're still...
Just recently, I quit coughing.
Yeah, it's an unfolding situation, the physical ramifications of the fires, that's for sure. Well, Mayor, thanks for coming on with us this morning. We certainly appreciate it and look forward. In fact, frankly, Mr. Mayor, I would like to talk to you again next week, and that's because it's only 5 days and 11 hours until spring training begins. And as a former Giants broadcaster, you know I love to ask you about your opinion going into this particular baseball season. So let's make an appointment for that, shall we?
All right, I'll be glad to do that. We'll figure out what day it is. I think I'm open on Tuesday morning if you are.
All right, sounds good to me. We'll meet back here then. Thanks very much, Mr. Mayor.
All right, you take care. Bye-bye.
That is the mayor of Petaluma, and talking about, of course, the pension issues and safety services issues in Petaluma and how they might raise money to alleviate that situation.